We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, March 23rd. It's the final practice of spring football for Mike McIntyre's Buffaloes today in Boulder. The Buffs will wrap up what the head coach has called a very productive and injury-free spring session, and following spring break will return to Boulder for further conditioning. The offseason will be a time when player-led workouts take place, helping the offense to fine-tune its timing ahead of fall camp, an important time for the 2018 roster to take ownership of the team heading into the new season. And the Buffs head man says he's seen that process developing already through spring ball.
And I thought going into spring practice, there was I thought the ownership was a lot better by the players. And then hopefully when they come back in April, they'll keep it going. They'll take a little break in May and then be back in June. They've got to keep it going. You can't, you know, either getting better or you're getting worse. Nothing stays the same. So far this, they've done that. I've seen a little bit more close-knit. I've seen a little bit more competition, but at the same time, team competition. There's a difference in competition where you want to beat the guy out. You don't care what happens to him and I want to beat him out, but I want to be a team. There's a whole difference there. And I'm seeing a lot of that, which is really good. And you can tell by different things I see in practice and off the field, too.
Again, the Buffaloes hold their final practice today on campus. The first set of Winter Division I standings in the Learfield Directors' Cup released on Thursday has Colorado positioned at number 11 with 412.5 points, one of five Pac-12 schools ranked in the top 20 on its leaderboard. The 11th place standing is close to the highest CU's ever been positioned after the completion of the winter sports season. CU was ranked 9th 3 times, and its 16th would be the next highest standing behind this current season. The Colorado Buffaloes track and field program headed to Tempe, Arizona to compete with 7 other ranked teams from across the country in the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge hosted by Arizona State at Sun Angel Stadium. This is the 4th year the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge has been in existence, but the first time the Buffaloes are competing in it. And the number 15 Colorado Buffaloes lacrosse team wrapping up the first half of Pac-12 conference play tonight in Eugene, Oregon. Opening draw against the Ducks is set for 6 p.m. Mountain Time. You can watch the game. It'll be on Pac-12 Mountain, Oregon. And a link to the live stats will be available this afternoon at CUBuffs.com. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.